The views that hit the news. For the latest community, national and international news. Latest weather, traffic, fun and laughter. This is VOC Breakfast.
7:33 on VOC Breakfast, the 91.3. Continuing the conversation, we are now joined on the line by the spokesperson for the National Consumer Commission, Peter Ntaba. Peter, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity and good morning to the listener at home.
It's an absolute pleasure. Peter, speak to us about the rights that consumers have when they tell these call center agents, please stop calling me. Is that enough?
That should be enough in an ideal world, right? Mm-hmm. In an ideal world, you should tell them that stop calling me. I am no longer interested in your service or the product. Or don't call me because I never subscribed to your service provider or to the company. Now, seemingly, that is not enough. And fortunately, we've got laws like the POPI Act and the Consumer Protection Act, which is the one that we are responsible for as the National Consumer Commission, where it explicitly says you have the right to privacy as the consumer. Therefore, when they call you, whether you gave them the number or you did not subscribe, and you have the right to say no to unwanted direct marketing. But seemingly, that has been a problem, as Alison was saying earlier on, that it has always been a problem. We have always been trying, but where we are as the National Consumer Commission now, under Section 11 of the CPA, is to establish what is called the opt-out registry. And that is going to actually, make it easier for South African consumers to go in there and say, I no longer want to receive communication from these companies, be it email, SMS, calls, or post. They should not contact me to sell any product. But they should contact you, of course, to remind you of your debt or of your bills. But in terms of them contacting you to say, we have a new service, we are selling this and that, that opt-out registry is actually going to reduce that burden.
Yeah. I'm wondering then if the opt-out registry will essentially help me, perhaps as a consumer, identify which registries I'm listed on and essentially then be able to make a decision. Yes, I would like to receive calls from this company, but not from that company, from this agency, but not from that agency, etc., etc. And perhaps may help us understand how that opt-out registry will work.
Good. So the registry will it's established to ensure that as a consumer you create a profile, give us your details. Your details are stored there. Then we will get direct marketers from companies. Let's say VOC is a company that sells goods and services, but then you also have or selling those goods and services on behalf of VOC, right? Now, as a consumer, you then go in there and say, I don't want to receive communication from VOC and from PETO and from all other service providers in terms of direct marketing. Now, we wouldn't know where are your details stored or which direct marketing company or a company in general has your contact details, and that you would have most probably given them consent to contact you. Or at times you give them consent, you then say, yes, you can share my number with your third parties. And we don't know how many third parties are out there that are associated to this one business company. So when you create your profile and when you elect to opt out from either a business or the industry itself, you would have stopped everything that was supposed to be coming to you in terms of them contacting you for the purpose of marketing their goods and services. So once you do that, it means then that your information is safe, your number, is your phone basically, it's free from unwanted direct marketing calls or emails or even SMSs. So this is going to be, once the regulations are gazetted, this is going to be really up to the consumer now to utilize the registry and say, yes, do not contact me. We understand that there are other registries out there, but once the regulations are gazetted, we'll be talking about one do not call or opt out registry in the Republic of South Africa. Even if a direct marketer calls and say, this is because that's what they're saying. They will call and say, we got your number from the national consumer list. We don't have such in South Africa. Even if it exists, it is not legal. So we'll be eliminating those calls, and of course those claims as well. We'll be operating one opt-out registry, which is the National Consumer Commission. And of course, consumers as well as direct marketers and businesses are required now to have also their information there so that they are able to say, okay, now it's time to call consumers for this campaign. We are going to have to cleanse our list and or sift the list to say, those who said no to our calls, we are not going to call them. But those who have not opted out, they will continue calling them. So consumers will still have now an obligation to go and say, do not call me.
Essentially then, how do... Is it then, I guess, helpful if consumers take the approach which many on the poll that we ran have outlined, saying, look, I either ignore the calls or I block the numbers, etc., etc. Is it helpful to do that, considering that, you know, it may skew the data perhaps one way or the other, rather than actually going through the process, which perhaps may be a little bit more, require a little bit more effort of actually, you know, indicating that you'd like to be removed from list and doing the necessary complaints, etc., etc.?
Look, it would be nice really to say to South African consumers, once the opt-out registry is up and running, let's utilize the registry, let's opt out. Because when you block a number, you are blocking a number but not the service provider. You can block up to 20 numbers from one service provider, but you don't know how many other lines they are still going to use to contact you. You might find that they actually have about 1,000. So you block 20, you're still left with 980 lines. So it's best that you block the service provider or a company or a telemarketer, not the number. Because once you block the telemarketer and they still continue, of course, after 30 days of you opting out, that's where then you would have to come in as the National Consumer Commission, because you would have exercised your right to privacy and now your right is not being respected by that particular direct marketer. But if you block a number, it's not easy for us to say, okay, you have opted out. Instead, you've blocked the number.
Yeah. It's a really frustrating conversation. Apologies, Peter.
I can tell you're frustrated.
Yeah, it's a really frustrating conversation, because in terms of the issue of the persistence, I guess, of the spam callers, it does require us to be a little, as South Africans, to consumers, to be a little bit more calm, one, when we're receiving these calls, and then two, you know, it does require a little bit of effort. I'm wondering, though, from the perspective of what accountability measures and structures are in place from your perspective as the National Consumer Commission. So if ABC company, let's say insurance company, calls me, I inform them, please do not call me, I'd like to be removed from your databases, etc. And within or after that 30 days, I get to call again, and I once again say, you know, this, that, and the other. And I eventually get to the point where I either log a complaint with the National Consumer Commission. Is there something, what are the accountability measures from the National Consumer Commission's perspective on that particular company?
Look, right for now, because the registry is not, you know, we don't have the regulations still on draft, we have finalized the processes. We're just waiting for the gazette of those regulations. But once that one that phase, we've passed that phase or stage, that's where now when they contact you after you have opted out, you gave them 30 days to say, clean your list, remove me from your list officially now, because I went into the NCC's opt-out registry and I've opted out, and they then continue or they contact you 34 days or 40 days, whatever the case, it then means that they did not cleanse their list. They did not sift the list before contacting consumers. You can only imagine as to how many consumers would have been now, you know, receiving those calls while they have opted out. And the sooner we receive complaints against that particular supplier, the better, because what we want to do with the opt-out registry is to eliminate this burden, is to ensure that South African consumers do enjoy their right to privacy, you know, as enshrined in the CPA. Now, it's going to be, you know, up to the consumer again now to say, these guys are still contacting me while I've opted out.
Yeah.
And of course, we would have proof that you have opted out. And of course, we would then investigate the matter and then, where possible, take that supplier to the consumer tribunal.
Yeah. Peter Ntaba, the spokesperson for the National Consumer Commission, thank you so much for enlightening us this morning, and we hope, of course, those opt-out registry regulations pass quickly as possible so that we can start making use of it as South African consumers.
Thank you so much, Tim. Much appreciated.
Bye-bye.